Our guest on the Circle of Panda podcast is Karn Avetsian. He is the founder of beekeepingservices.com. He's the only guy I know that has a PhD in beekeeping. Now, this episode, he talks about his unique business practice that he has. Listen to that. He mentions what's going on in the bees and also what we can learn from the bees. So listen in and enjoy.
Karn, thank you for being on the podcast with me today.
Thank you, JD, for this invitation.
Yes, sir. I know a little bit about beekeeping. I went through a course to become a beekeeper. I knew very little about beekeeping, but my eyes became open to, I became excited about it. My eyes became open to what's going on in the industry. I became excited about learning more about bees. And then a friend of mine introduced us, and I looked at your website, beautiful website, and some of the stuff you have going on. Oh, it's a beautiful website. And some of the things you have going on in your business looks fascinating to me. So Karn, tell me, first of all, what is going on with the bees? I'm hearing more about becoming a beekeeper, and you're hearing about more in the news. What is happening with the bees?
Okay, so what's happening with the bees is bees are doing good at any time unless we interfere and disturb them. So yes, we are trying to educate people through different programs how to interact with the bees, how to understand their language, and do whatever bees want to do, help them implement their tasks. If we do this, bees are okay. If we are trying to interfere with their nature and do whatever we want to do, and that's not okay for the bees. That's the whole story.
Yeah, you know, it seems, looking at your website, this is a passion of yours because it's so well done. I mean, you can tell when somebody that's top-notch, it's their thing. How did you get into the business, and why beekeeping?
Okay. So I'm in beekeeping for 18 years.
Mm.
So everything started with the internship program. I went to some company in my home country, Armenia, and for internship. I love the beekeeping. And then my university, that was State National Agrarian University, offered me, after I did a master, offered me to continue PhD in bees if I'm interested.
Wow.
In queen, yeah, rearing and breeding. And I said, well, I love this, so let's do that. And I continued my PhD. So this is how I'm in beekeeping. And after that, I stayed all my life in beekeeping, worked for different companies, different international organizations, for the UN, United Nations, International Fund of Agriculture, Heifer International, and lead different programs. And eventually, after 15 years, I thought, like, why I don't want to establish my own one and help people get started and stay beekeeping in my own way. Because when you work for companies, anyway, you have to implement their policies. Those policies sometimes are okay, and sometimes are just you have to do follow-ups, but the project doesn't allow you, like the project is only for 2 years. And the follow-ups in this case are restricted. You have to keep follow up to see how everything goes, because most beekeepers quit in beekeeping after 4th and 5th year.
Yeah.
So I saw that gap, that there is a gap that beekeepers quit after 4 and 5 years because it's continuous education. So I decided to open my company and keep track and kind of a create. I'm in the process right now to create alumni program for all
Wow.
The people who took my classes within these 3 years after I established the business, and do good networking and all the follow-ups. and yes, to promote beekeeping. And that's how I started business to work effectively, more effectively. Then I could work with companies and implement their policies. But again, I'm open to do some contracts with for if that's about beekeeping, I'm ready, I'm there. But yes, that's how I decided to start the business to promote beekeeping and do all the follow-ups in the way that I think it could work.
Karin, I want to point that out to the listeners, okay? How unique that is, and how I believe it's a best practice, best business practice. A lot of people will train somebody and check the list and say, go have fun, go do it. But it's an alumni program
Yes.
that says, I'm going to stay with you throughout this and keep educating you is unique.
Yes,
It's
thank
unique
you.
in any
Yes.
business. Yeah.
Yes, there is actually a gap between that. That's why I want to do alumni network and keep everyone on track. Even my classes, when we do classes, after the classes, like my first cohort will end by the middle of December, but then in active beekeeping season, we have again meetings monthly twice. And we meet, discuss the questions that everyone is on the same page and they don't have any additional questions while working with the bees. So this kind of a you deal with life organism. It's kind of a education that you need to continue. Even we scientists, we learn every day, we know something every day, and we have to convey this information to beekeepers. And the other thing in beekeeping is that if you ask 10 questions to 10 different beekeepers, you'll listen 10 different answers. By creating a beekeeping hub, I want that beekeepers get good information, reliable information, because people like to playing with the bees. Like they can do different experiment with their imagination and at the end get upset why the bees they don't want to implement their tasks. So this kind of also educational hub, and we teach how we need to approach the bees, how to manage everything. This how we do.
I'd
That's
heard
great.
that bees can respond to voices. And when I was around the bees, I had the suit on, and it was a little unnerving at first, and then you settle in and go, it's okay. That it really didn't mess. They don't mess. It's fascinating. They were just working. So I got one on my finger, right, on my glove, and I flicked her off. And then a few seconds later, there's this bee tapping, just keeps tapping at the front of my face mask. And I said, it's 1,000 bees. I don't know if it was her, but here's the other point. So I said, I want to try this differently. So I got one on my finger and I started talking to her. And Karen, people have been laughing at me about this. I was talking to her. It was like she was grooming. She started grooming herself. And I was saying, you know what? You're the most beautiful bee I've ever seen. You just got that underbelly with the fur on, fuzzy. I was sweet talking her. And it appeared to me that she was responding in her body movements to my voice inflection. Does that happen?
What was the season? Like it was summer, spring, what was the month? Autumn?
It was about 6 weeks ago.
So what's happening is the bees in autumn time, because there is no foraging, no food to forage, they are more interested in people or any. They are trying to find out something that they can, even if it's annoying them, they can pay attention. The bees actually, yes, hear voices, and the bees themselves, even sound ultra voices that are not hearable to our ears.
Oh.
And they just even they have some types of different buzz that they can, of course, they hear the voice and they communicate even through voices. One of the communication method to communicate these voices. Even if there are two queens in the hive, most probably if there is no heavy nectar flow, they call each other and that beep you can hear, and they are calling each other.
Wow.
And
Wow.
they are meeting, and usually the younger one kills the oldest one. But as to human interaction, so when we talk, when we kind of a blow or something, a CO2 comes out. That CO2 is the bees don't like that CO2.
Oh.
So yeah, that's why when we work with the bees and the bees are around your face, we recommend just a couple of seconds. Don't move. Don't inhale or exhale. Just keep your air. And that's I believe that's interaction with the CO2 and the movement. And then there is no scientific data that the bees interact with human voice,
Okay.
but definitely they interact with voices through with each other. Yeah,
Okay.
it's kind of a way how they communicate. It's
Okay.
dance, pheromones, voices, different movements. This is how it's a complex unity of communication.
Which I had no idea. And there's a dance. What's the
Yes,
dance
there is
called?
a dance. There's usually two types of dance. It's very simple. The first one is very simple, round dance and regal dance. And this is how they show where the food is. And that's why it's very important when we put the entrance towards south, because they make that angle in the hive through dancing. Depending on the food source, they make angle with the food and the sun, and they show what angle the bees should use to fly out and forage. And they are kind of a lead bees, the bees that show where are the food, where is the food. She flies out, and some bees after her flies out and shows them where is the food. If the food is nearby, they do just round circle. If the food is a little bit far, mile or so, they do regal dance and do zigzag movements. By the way, usually 1 centimeter zigzag movement equals the length of that zigzag movement equals approximately 0.7 mile. This means if the bee does, let's say, 1 centimeter zigzag movement, the food is far about 0.7 mile, and she shows the angle as well.
Amazing.
Yeah,
Amazing.
amazing word. Yeah, they are really, yeah, very interesting insects. Very, even we humans can take some examples from the bees how to live. It's yeah.
Hey, you open that door for me.
Yeah.
Tell us, what examples should we take from the bees on how to live? Love that you open that door.
Yes, I think respect each other job, and management. I think like we need to do very good management, be reasonable, understand the situation as quick as possible, because they got it very quickly, the situation, and they don't try to overact with something that's not possible to change.
Wow.
Yes, unless the human interferes and they are trying to fix us. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, time sensitivity, that they use time very, very effectively. Hardworking, of course. They are
Yeah.
hard and respectful to each other.
Man, you just shared six or seven things that are life
Yes.
lessons.
Yes. Yes.
And I think the respectful part is, I think even when they know they're going to die, I think there's something about they know it's time. Don't they leave? They leave the hive so that house. So when they get
Yes.
to the end of their
They
life, what's the
usually,
process?
yes, if they are healthy, just because they are going to die, because it's time for them to die. And it usually in summertime, on average, is 35 days. In winter, it's up to 6 months, because in winter, they eat less food, work less, and metabolism reduces, so they live longer. Even if they are going to die, they die outside of the hive. They don't want to create extra job for someone who is working busy with feeding the brood and doing the task in the hive to keep the whole colony alive. Yes, they die outside. They don't have ego like we do humans.
That's a so I'm same interested in beekeeping, and we're going to put your whole process in a box here, in a beekeeping box, right? So I'm interested in bees and fascinated by them. And there's been in the press that they're dying off. So I think what it's becoming, beekeeping's becoming like in, like people interested. So say I want to go, you know what? I don't know anything about beekeeping, but I want to check this thing out. And then I contact you. Tell me about the process. So JD calls you and says, Karin, I want to become a beekeeper. Tell me about the process that you would put me through.
Okay. We usually offer two processes, different, depends on people's budget. The first one we offer with a very new beekeeper is our Host a Hive program with education. What we do with this program, we install hives in the client's property. We take care of the hive year-round, extract honey at the end, bottle for them, label for them, and all honey is for the customers. And we can include educational part that will be online and recordable classes and hands-on trainings. So the customer can know how to manage them on hand year-round. And if the bees die for some reason, I mean, if it's not vandalism or it's due to management, they usually don't die. But if they die, we replace, because it's our responsibility. We replace the hives, yes, but we haven't seen any case that the bees die. Yes, and we'll offer this program, the first, just to make sure that people get hands-on trainings. If they just want to opt it to just regular taking classes or just started, we offer just take the class, and all my classes are online and recordable, because usually we start classes in autumn time and in winter time. And it's dark for people at 7 p.m. to drive, and it's time. So online is very comfortable. People sit at home, and even if they miss, they can read, watch the recording later. And we can offer this program, educational program, as a second option. And we invite them in our store and consult them what supplies do they need to get to start beekeeping. Plus, we have inspection services. So whenever the customer needs, they can call us, schedule an inspection, and we go do inside consultation and inspection. But more favorable for the customer is the Host a Hive program, because in this case, every time we go there, they have education, hands-on trainings, how to interact with the bees, how to understand the colony and fix this. For Host a Hive Pro, yeah, that's your yes, that's how
Please.
we offer.
Yeah, please go ahead. You're going to describe, because I'm thinking Host a Hive is the way.
Yes.
How would you get ready to describe host a hive? A little bit more
For
detail.
host a hive, yes. Just you need to call us and say, hey, I'm interested in host a hive. We'll explain you how it works, and I already described that. And then we're gonna send you a contract online, and you signed us, send us back. By the way, we have now discount in November for host a hive program for installation fee. How that works is the customer now should pay $4.95 for the installation, and that includes the bees and two-store level hive. And after 1 year contract, the bees and the hive will belong the customer. And there's also monthly maintenance fee and education, depends where the customer is located and what type of education he wants to get. Host a hive is also very popular for businesses who have sustainability policy. We install the hives, we do sustainability reports to them, how that specific hives contribute to local biodiversity and the environment. The businesses get also branded honey, and that could be corporate gift for their customers or shareholders, and they'll get good credits for their ESG reports. That's very attractive for the investors. And we also do community engagement for the businesses. We do workshops for team building. Their employees can come interact with the bees. We provide suits and everything. They can learn about the bees. And we can do community engagement and show how this specific business contributes to local biodiversity and sustainability, social corporate responsibility if they follow these things. And of course, they get branded honey, and all the maintenance is on us. We are totally responsible for the bees, and unless it's stolen or vandalism happens. Yes, and we have never seen any of those bad things still, thank goodness. So yes, and this is how we do, and we get them the reports, how the bees are doing, how many jars of honey they all honey is for the customers. It doesn't depend that's a business or residential. We give all honey to the customer with if it's business with their brand. So they can do corporate gifts, some business sell that, and yeah, whatever they want to do. But we can get them ideas how if that ideas match their marketing strategy.
Oh, wow.
Yes, then they can use this honey for yeah, that purpose.
Yeah, I say wow about 3 times in this call, but
Yeah.
somebody said, because it's more, I'm thinking about the business side of it. I'm sure that one hive can only make but so much honey. However, somebody wants to be a beekeeper and says, okay, I want to be a beekeeper, and if I'm going to put, pay this much, you could over time make your money back on selling your honey from the price of, you could make the money back you paid for the training and the alumni by how much honey you would sell over time. I'm sure one hive probably wouldn't make you wealthy, but over time you could get your money back, couldn't you?
Yes, that's a strategic approach. I mean, with the host a hive, you shouldn't expect that you are getting your money back, but you learn how to get money for the future. And if you are a business that's customer attraction, nowadays customers are competition in any field is too much. Businesses are trying to be different. So if I'm a customer, why I need to do business with that business? Because let's say that business has sustainability policy, contributes to our environment. And the next year we plan from a small part from our business because the location is in Rock Hill. Our store is located in Rock Hill. So a small part of our business will be directed to local community, local people, and we'll give them some hives and free education. And so they can start their own beekeeping. They're gonna be expected some investment from them as well, because when we talked about giving free hives, a lot of people approached us, and even people who don't understand in what they are getting into. It's just free, so they wanted to get. That's why we are thinking to do 50% investment from the customer in the form of inventory. Not the customer, but the beneficiary. And 50% from us. So people can fill up this application, only those people who understand that they need to put enough time and they need to learn enough to keep these bees alive. Otherwise, we don't give them. People, bees that we are not sure they can keep this alive. And the first indicator that the people are serious about keeping this hive alive and do time investment and learning investment. I mean, learning is free. Education will provide free. Hands-on trainings will provide free. Yeah, only inventory they have to invest 50%, and that will show us that they are serious.
I see.
And our visits, our time, because we're gonna educate them. So all our time will be compensated by keeping the bees alive. That's gonna be another project that we plan to develop beekeeping in the area.
Yeah, that's man, that's well thought out. This is a well thought out business you have here. So if somebody is interested, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, it was interrupted. So the I couldn't hear you. It was the best way to
Yeah, something I've never had the problems with a little bit of static in the internet connection, but everything was great. So let me pause here. If somebody's interested in your programs or get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way is to go our website and contact us. They can send us email to website online or just call us 984-444-4849. This number is also on the website. And also we have physical location in Rock Hill. Our current address is 911 East White Street, Rock Hill, South Carolina. We do this service for South Carolina and North Carolina. The business is registered in North Carolina as well. So we do for both states, the host hive and the bee, all this stuff. And people who live like about even 3 hours or 4 hours away, we ship the supplies free that no one does the industry if the order is more than $49.99
Okay.
throughout the US. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
And if the order is less than $49.99, we only charge $10 for shipping, and all items with us are eligible for free shipping. We don't have restricted item on this eligibility criteria. Yeah, just this is we do. It's kind of an out of standard industry, but this we do just promote beekeeping and help bees start and stay in beekeeping.
Yes. Well, thank you. I'll have all the links to your website in the show notes of this podcast, but this has been very enjoyable for me, and I know this is going to be very helpful. So Karen, thank you so much for being on here with me.
Thank you for this opportunity that you give me to share about our business. And we hope that within the years we'll reach there wherever we want. My plan is that we have at least, let's say, 2 times more beekeepers than we have now.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Hang on for me because I want to ask you more about the host a hive problem. So hang on for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.